The city is planning to tear down the site of the shelter on Tennessee Street. What will take its place on the edge of Tallahassee's historic Frenchtown district depends in part on what the community most wants, says City Commissioner Curtis Richardson.
We want to make sure that the Homeowners Association is involved. The Frenchtown Merchants Association plays a critical role because they've been there for decades now.
Richardson says he believes businesses have been hesitant to invest in the community, partly due to the large homeless population that passes through Tennessee Street for services at the shelter. He says the shelter's moves could help spur growth in Frenchtown.
I think that with the relocation of the shelter, we're going to start to see a more expedited, process of revitalization for that area.
And both Richardson and Mayor Andrew Gillum say preserving the community's history would be good for the entire city. Frenchtown was once the hub for black businesses in Tallahassee. Frenchtown was also home to much of the city's freed black population following the abolition of slavery.
I think it tells a lot about a community when you see that kind of reinvestment and revitalization. It says that we value this area and the people in it.
Gillum says the city is also obligated to help Frenchtown's economy thrive.
What's important to me is that we show that community the respect that it is due by trying to get some business development opportunities happening there.
The city commissioned a study to determine the best type of new businesses for that part of Tennessee Street. City leaders say they hope other landowners cooperate with plans to improve the district. The city's homeless population will be housed at the new Comprehensive Emergency Services Center on West Pensacola Street, which opens in April. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.